You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner says, Happy New Year, or perhaps not.
Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you may be thinking that this new day and this new year are precisely what you see on your calendar, January 1st, 2014. However, it could be argued otherwise. The way we, as a civilization, mark time is somewhat arbitrary, and that begs the question, what year is it, really? Is this really the first day of a new year? Let's begin with a relatively easy answer. For most of us, it will be January 1st, 2014, but it could easily have been something else. 4,000 years ago, the Babylonians, who were the first organized group of astronomers and calendar keepers, set the new year with the first new moon after the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. This makes sense. The new year would begin with the renewal of life and the growth of crops. Winter's apparent death of vegetation was at an end. The Greeks learned of the practice through their contacts with the Persians and used the system. The Romans learned of it from the Greeks. The Romans set the new year in March, but they often changed it slightly to fit their needs for festivals as new leaders came to power. The seasons drifted out of sequence with these adjustments, so in 153 BC, the Roman Senate declared January 1st to be the beginning of the new year. They still tampered with it until Julius Caesar created a new calendar that was firmly set. He also used January 1st and synchronized the calendar with the sun, not the moon. By the time he set the new calendar in place, the seasons had drifted far afield. He could not begin the new year until the cycle would work. So, what we know of as 47 BC was actually 445 days in length, not 365. The Julian calendar worked splendidly, except for one thing. Julius Caesar realized that the calendar would be constantly drifting unless there was an extra day occasionally inserted. We can thank him for leap year. Now, let's leap forward 1,500 years. Christians are concerned about the date of Easter. It has drifted farther away from the traditional time scale. On February 24, 1582, Pope Gregory XIII instituted the calendar that we use today. Gregory used the Julian months and days, beginning with what was thought to be the year of Christ's birth, Anno Domini, or in the year of our Lord. The Gregorian calendar corrected the problem which began with leap year. It removed 10 days, and the calendar literally popped back into position. But how did Gregory fix the problem that would arise in the future? Years ending in two zeros are not leap years, unless they are exactly divisible by the number 400. So this will be 2014, but not to the Jews. According to the Jewish calendar, this is the year 5774. Rosh Hashanah, which began at sunset on September 4, 2013, and ended at sunset on September 6, 2013, is the traditional New Year celebration for that faith. On the Muslim calendar, the new year, 1435, began on November 3, 2013. It is based on the date of the Prophet Muhammad's flight from Mecca to Medina. The Muslim calendar is a lunar calendar with 12 months in 28-day cycles. This yields about 354 days per year. As you can see, New Year's Day is not as simple an idea as it might appear. It has taken several thousand years to arrive at the differences we have today. So happy 2014, or 5,774, or 1,434, but to all, whenever you celebrate it, Happy New Year, with variations on a common theme and demonstrating that history matters.